Welcome back to Sooner Politics Weekend Report. I'm David Vann. Let's move on to page three. The Paxton bill is going to undermine patient protections. This is a real concern. Again, 2,800 bills filed at the legislature. Keep in mind, this is the youngest and least experienced legislature we've had since over 100 years. Okay? This is Lonnie Paxton. Lonnie's a rancher, a farmer, Eggman from down in Tuttle. He's also been the president of his local chamber of commerce. He's also sat on the board of directors of his local hospital. Healthcare, chamber of commerce. Well, they've been friends of Lonnie Paxton. And now he's in office. Now he's writing bills, controlling how the rest of us live. Now, I want to credit Lonnie for being part of the bicameral interim study on medical marijuana, also known as the Joint Commission. Lonnie sat and listened, asked a lot of good questions, and now he showed his hand. Now we're finding out what he's doing. Lonnie is trying to roll back a number of the patient protections that you and I, the voters of Oklahoma, by double-digit margin, we passed State Question 788. One of the things that Lonnie wants to do is say, if you're inhaling your medicine, that means vaporizers, that means tinctures that are put in steamers, that means smokable edibles, which for some people, given their health condition, might be the only way they can get it. It might also be the only effective way to avoid tragedy. Lonnie wants to say that you can't consume of any of that unless you are in your own private residence. No, not even driving down the street, not even sitting in a boat out there in the lake that happens to be situated in your community. Nowhere. You're outside, even in your property, you're outside and you're inhaling medical cannabis. No, he wants to basically slap you down with a violation, misdemeanor, I assume. This is a problem. This is a problem, especially for my friends of mine like Ray Jennings, who's in advanced throat cancer. Couldn't swallow. Had to be fed through a tube. The only way he could take treatment that would help his chemotherapy to be less nauseous was actually to inhale his cannabis medicine. Or take my friend Cody Barlow. Had flashbacks. He's a veteran. He's got PTSD, serious anxiety disorder. When a person's in a panic attack, I'm telling you, you want them to get their medicine right away. You don't want to wait an hour for some pill to get absorbed through the digestive system. No, there are sometimes it's the safest way to provide medicine is going to be in an inhaled form. So Lonnie wants to make that illegal. Even if you've got your doctor's directive, even if you've got your medical marijuana patient card, even if you're following all of your doctor's advice. Then he wants to do this. He wants to allow employers to fire an employee, not for smoking on the job, not for being impaired, but just for having a medical marijuana card. That's right. If somebody decides, you know, let's get you that card. When you go to the doctor and the doctor gives you a recommendation, you got 30 days to get your license. Otherwise, that recommendation becomes void. So some people are going to get their license even though they haven't decided really to go through with it. Doctor may have given them authorization, but it might be under the condition of, I think you should try that if this doesn't work. Well, situations like that, there's going to be a number of people have cards that don't have any THC in their system. Yeah, Lonnie wants to make it legal for these people, even while they're struggling with their chemotherapy treatment and the nausea involved in it, or the veterans with PTSD who, because they might have another flashback, they might need it, And so they have their patient card, so they're legal. Lonnie wants that veteran fired. Lonnie wants that chemotherapy person fired if that's what their employer wants. And so Lonnie wants to make it legal for their employer to do that. I have a problem with that. Here's the next thing Lonnie wants to do. He wants to remove some of the medical privacy status. Yeah. See, in order to find out whether or not you've got a card, there's got to be a means of finding out. Now, State Question 788 set it up so that your patient privacy would be highly protected. And that's a good thing. But Lonnie's trying to change that. And then he wants to add to the sales tax base. He wants your municipality to get their cut out of the deal. Right now, the law says there'll be a 7% tax on retail cannabis purchases. Well, he wants the city to get to tack on their portion, the county to get to tack on their portion, and whatever other portion there might be on there. So he wants to raise taxes on it. God bless you, patients. You're going to pay for that new TIF development down the road, that new shopping mall going in. All right. Then here's the next thing he wants to do. He wants to increase the criminal penalty from $400 back to a year in jail and $1,000 if you don't have your card yet, but you got the medical need. You may be getting treatment or planning to get treatment if you don't have your card. Current law says, you know, if you got a medical condition and you didn't have your card, you got a $400 fine. It's kind of an impetus to tell people, get legal, get your paperwork in order, get it down there, and let's make sure you have a card to go along with that medicine that you're being treated with. No, he wants to go back to $1,000 and a year in jail. That's the problem I have with the Paxton bill. It's SB 1030. Take a look at it. We've written on it in Sooner Politics. And now, here's a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with page 4.